Star Market Celtics tonight continues from the Garden. It's the Celtics. Well, you know who the Celtics are playing tonight. Our conversation with the head coach, brought to you as always by Star Market's Just For You digital app. Earn rewards, save on your groceries and gas. Download the Star Market mobile app or visit starmarket.com. Does a day like today feel different, as different to you as it does to everyone else? Or is it just the fact the weirdness of the late start and it being a Saturday night home game, which never happens? Or are you so completely unaffected by the world around you that it's just another day?
To be candid, I'd probably be closer to the last one than the first two. I think I just, you know, you're just getting ready for tonight's game. You've got a lot of work to do to prepare for this team. You haven't played them yet. At the same time, they've got a lot of familiarity because you've probably watched them more than anybody else because of how long they've played the last 4 years. So, you know, at the end of the day, it is a great test for where we are, but this is a really good team we're playing, and they've been a championship team for a long time, and I don't know if I've ever seen them play better during the regular season.
Yep, and especially lately, we'll get to that. Is there, let's just real quick on Wednesday, is there a value in a game like Wednesday where guys are asked to do things that they probably won't be in April, whether it's Terry with the starters or Brad Wanamaker giving you those minutes or even Daniel Tyson, the role he played? Is there value in having games like that where you know they can be counted on and they know they can be counted on?
No doubt. No doubt. And that's, and it's a responsibility to be counted on when called upon. And, you know, Wanamaker's been great all year. Terry, every time he started, has done what he does. And you know, Tice has always been consistent since he's been here. So I think we already know what we're getting from those guys, but it's great to see them play more and, you know, enjoy some success in a more or a bigger role when other guys aren't available.
What was interesting to me about Wednesday was that in these last few games, after the Brooklyn game, starting with this stretch of home games, when Terry has come in, the game has changed, and he has jump-started this team. And even in the different role on Wednesday, he did it again.
Yeah, I thought, you know, we were lucky to be where we were, but he kind of kept us going and or got us going. And then I thought he just kind of he played a great role of taking what the defense gave him in the second half. And I thought he just he's been very dependable. As a guy that can start at any time. We all know that from the playoffs last year, but that's just continued this year. And I thought that he's played some of his better games off the bench, you know, over the weekend in our back-to-back, Memphis and Atlanta. So I'm encouraged and excited to see him here moving forward.
You made reference to this, one of my all-time favorite questions for you after the game Wednesday, and I understood exactly what it was intended to get. But the question was, is this a good time to play Golden State?
Yeah.
They are, I mean, in this historic run, we talked the other day about the Patriots and how it's going to, I've always felt it's going to take decades to really appreciate what the Patriots are doing now, what we're in the middle of. To some degree, Golden State is literally doing things that have never been done before. And as you said, when you say they're playing as well as any time in this five-year stretch, this is a five-year stretch you can compare with any team's five-year stretch ever since there was a peach basket.
We talked about it last week. I mean, the Patriots, what they've done over the course of a long, long period of time, you know, is just remarkable. When you think about it being a 17-year run, it's just ridiculous. Yeah. But these guys, it feels like it's been that long because it's basically been the whole time I've been in the league. So, you know, this is now my sixth year, and in four of those five that finished, we, you know, they were in it at the very end, and you know, without Kyrie's shot, have won four in a row. So it's an amazing group. I don't think they get enough talk about how hard they play. And I think so many people get so enamored with the shot making and the way the ball moves. I think that sometimes we miss how tough they are and how hard they play.
Which sort of brings me to this. I literally used the word mesmerized when I made this note. By their offense, because we all do, mostly because we've never seen anything like it before. But the first year they won it, and nobody remembers this, they were also the number one defensive team in the NBA. And when it matters, they have been elite defensively. A, they don't get credit for it. B, nobody talks about it. So C, why? Why are they so good defensively when they are really have their foot on the pedal?
Well, number one, Draymond Green's versatility to be able to guard fives with his strength and direct the whole defense from behind the action, and then everybody else's length and activity. You know, I think whenever you're playing against a team, you look for, okay, where can we attack them? Who can we expose in certain situations? Who can we drive? Who can we do this? Who can we do that? They just have less places to attack. And the bottom line is, even the people that sometimes get talked about as people that get attacked are good defenders. And so I think it starts with Green, but Thompson's elite on the wing. I think Durant's really good on the wing. I think Curry's really good on the wing. I think that obviously Iguodala, obviously Livingston, you go through the list. They just have so many versatile guys that can guard so many positions. And with the exception of Curry, who's probably 6'3 or 6'4 himself, you know, those guys are all 6'7 or above, and they all play bigger than that.
So why then, in your view, and Steve Kerr talked about this on the floor here today at length, why, in your view, has your team played them tougher in this stretch than statistically pretty much everybody else in the league?
Yeah, when I'm done with all this, maybe I'll talk about it. I'm not going to talk about it while we're getting ready to play this team. It's kind of like answering the question of, is this a great time to play them? I would say that, you know, we know the challenge in front of us. We have some simple rules that we try to follow against this team, with the very premise of, we have to challenge everything and make everything go through our bodies. And that is that's easy to say, but there's a lot of little things that go into that. And our guys have been pretty consistent in these games of doing that. That doesn't mean that it's a given. You got to do it every time you play them.
Is your curiosity piqued as to what your team, particularly the way they're playing over the last couple of weeks, how this game unfolds tonight? Are you interested to see it, excited to see it?
How are we playing the last couple of weeks?
Better than you played earlier in the year.
Except for that one week.
Except for the last couple of weeks.
So, you know, we'll see. I'm just curious. I'm always curious to see us play because I think every night is an unbelievable challenge in this league. But this particular team is the biggest challenge of them all. There's no question about it.
You know, these are the worst ones for me to do, right? Because it's much more interesting. You can come up with much more interesting and fascinating topics in other games.
Because people aren't talking about this team 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Exactly right. Well, yeah. It's going to be fun either way, I would imagine.
Yeah, we're missing Jonas,
who had a baby, so congratulations to him.
Absolutely.
One of my favorite stats, and I'm going to tweet it out in a minute, is when you look at the three-pointers made by Golden State players, it goes, the list is just Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Kevin Durant, Jonas Jerebko.
Who had Jonas making their first game winner of the year?
Exactly. Back the game winner. So.
He was great to have around here. I'm happy for him that he's landed there. That's a good spot.
That's the head coach. You know what's next. Celtics and Warriors on the 98.5, the Sports Hub Celtics Radio Network.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.